This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Along with Sean Hannity, Chris DeGaulle, Mark Levin, and a number of other conservative talk show hosts, I do not want Stephen Colbert fired. I've been very clear about this. I don't want boycott campaigns. I don't want him fired. I don't want him fined by the FCC. I just want people to stop watching him. I want us to defend free speech at all costs and always be better than them when it comes to words we don't like. But I don't think you should watch it because he's obviously not funny and not entertaining. So I stand with those other guys on that point. And I'm proud of that point because I didn't go to Berkeley to stand for free speech and then turn around and say that I want the FCC fining comedians for beeped words that I don't like. And if you beep them, the FCC is not supposed to fine you. Okay, now, that said, yesterday the FCC chairman Ajit Pai was on the show. And Ajit Pai said that they have had a number of complaints about Stephen Colbert. And obviously, when the FCC gets complaints, the FCC has to look into the complaints. The day before yesterday, the FCC chairman Ajit Pai was on another radio show, Newsmax Steve Marlsberg's show. And Ajit Pai said, I don't want the FCC finding, our job is not to go after content. It's not our role. It's not what we're here for. He hadn't seen the video at the time. Then he saw the video yesterday. And he came on this show, was the first interview that Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, had done since watching the video. And he said the following on the show yesterday. I'll read you the quote from the FCC chairman yesterday. He said, quote, I have had a chance to see the clip now. And so as we get complaints, and we've got a number of them, we are going to take the facts that we find. We are going to apply the law as has been set out by the Supreme Court and other courts, and we'll take appropriate action. And he promised a comprehensive investigation to determine if any penalty is warranted. We have received a number of complaints, as I said, and we'll follow the standard operating procedures as we always do and make sure we evaluate with the facts and apply the law fairly and fully. If they decide to take action, Pai said the most common penalty is a fine. Traditionally, the agency has to decide if it does find a violation, what the appropriate remedy should be. A fine of some sort is typically what we do. Now, the FCC gets complaints all the time. All the time. I'm sure people complain about this show. I'm sure that the FCC's got a complaint on our behalf.
We don't break FCC.
Well, no, because you are a giant. Get ready for it.
No.
Wussy.
Yes.
With your hand on the dump button all the time.
I am because I've always been told that, you know, if it's even mildly objective, take it out of the show.
Yeah, you're a giant wussy. All right. So the FCC's looking into it now. The Hill in Washington picked up the story about the interview with Ajit Pai. So he made national news.
The Zioli interview.
Yeah, my interview with him. They picked it up. So made national news. And guess who just retweeted it? who tweeted out the story?
POTUS.
Sarah Silverman.
Oh.
The comedian Sarah Silverman. So that's what Greg and I were talking about during the newscast, that Sarah Silverman tweeted it out. So I just retweeted it out. So the tweet from Sarah Silverman was, wow, this is chilling. This kind of SHI. has to be fought hard at every turn. And it's the link to the story of the Hill story, which links back to our story. So it's like three clicks and you get there, but eventually you get there. So there you go.
Interesting.
It's kind of cool.
My one question for Sarah Silverman is why is it chilling? Like, there are words you can't say on TV and right. on the radio, and he said one. So why having the FCC look into it, why is that chilling? Like, he didn't say he was going to take any action. He says they're looking into it.
Which they have to do.
Which they have to do.
They have to look into it.
But in the past, as we know, during past administrations even, the FCC kind of let things slide a little more. And I think that's Zioli, if people listen to that podcast, you know, if people listen to the recording, you say to him, well, what about, you know, you're not like the guys in the 80s or what have you. And he says, look, we're going to follow the law. So I think it's returning power to the consumer. I think that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, it's your local TV station if somebody does something or wherever it happens, national news. If you as a consumer see it and you think that strikes you that that's wrong, you're allowed to write to the FCC and it's power to the people. That's how I view it. And I don't think movie stars and Hollywood stars like that because I think they think they're above the law. They're better than all of us.
Well, I want the FCC out of content. I want people to decide by changing the station, not ratting them out on the government. government. So I completely disagree with that approach. This is what Ajit Pai said yesterday. Ajit Pai said, and I'll read you the quote here if I can find it. Let's see. Well, this is actually getting picked up everywhere. This is very nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it got picked up by People's Pundit Daily, whatever the hell that is. I don't know what that is.
But what's next? Like, what if they want to put porn on at noon?
Oh, stop. They're not going to put porn on at noon.
Well?
Well, if they do put porn on at noon, it better be a girl, girl.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
It's true. Gosh. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Come on.
This is what a Ajit Pai said on Steve Marlsberg's show. Let me read this to you. We have to be better than the snowflakes. I'm sorry, but we have to be better than this. This is what he said on Newsmax show, and I agree with him on this. He said, let me read it here. He says, by and large, the FCC, outside of our indecency rules, we don't get into the business of regulating content. What I can say is that I realize that this is a politically polarized time, and I would hope that everyone, you, can participate in the public discourse in a way that is civil and operates in good faith. That's certainly the way I've tried to conduct myself when I make public comments, but it's a free country. Pai acknowledged a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court decision, which put a limit on what the FCC could do when it comes to finding stations for indecent material. He said, under the Due Process Clause in the First Amendment, the Supreme Court has put some limits on the FCC's regulatory ability in this area. That's one of the things we have to respect going forward as to what the court decisions have said about our legal power in this area. Last June, the High Court declined to address whether the government still has authority to regulate indecency on broadcast television, but it ruled in favor of the Fox and ABC television networks, both of which were under the gun for airing questionable material. In Fox's case, it involved curse words uttered by celebrities during live award shows. ABC was under review for showing scenes of partial nudity on the acclaimed cop series NYPD Blue. What was the nudity? I'm going with a nipple.
They used to show, that was actually the first show that started showing nudity on regular TV. They used to show men's butts.
Oh, that's not nudity. That's offensive. That's, what's the word? I know when I see it.
It's like pornography. I know it when I see it.
Yeah, that's...
But they were lasered. You know, they were not hairy or anything.
Oh, God, stop, stop.
Wow.
Gosh. I'm on cough medicine.
What did you take today, Dawn?
Good God. No, really. She's fired up today, right? All right. You missed her quip earlier in the show when she said, I hope you get favors. That should have been beat by the FCC. Dawn should be fined by the FCC.
No, she shouldn't.
I'm kidding. So this is what they said now. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote at the time, the FCC failed to give Fox or ABC fair notice prior to the broadcast in question that fleeting expletives and momentary nudity could be found actionably indecent. So that's what Ajit Pai is looking into. But he said, my focus is going to be creating an environment in which competition and infrastructure investment can thrive. But they have to look into it. So to your point, why does she say it's chilling? Because it's a moment for her to highlight the chilling fact that the FCC is looking down. But I got news for you. Here's a dirty little secret. During the Obama years, the FCC went after conservative talk radio quite a bit.
Yep.
And fined conservative talkers around the country quite a bit. And actually, I believe, and I don't want this to be used here, which is why I reject this when we're in charge, but the FCC was used as a tool of the government. And I don't want that happening here. Jonathan asked me, is porn FCC complaint if the participants are wearing bubble wrap? I don't know. That's a good question.
So good.
Deplorable 2015 says the narrative will be Trump sending the government after people who insult him on TV. I bet that's what Silverman means. Jay says free speech, free market, free Colbert from his viewership. I agree with you on that. Stephen Colbert. Okay, let me tell you this now. I'll do this. Bassett's Ice Cream sponsors this program. Bassett's does not have a Stephen Colbert flavor, like a low-energy Vermont hippie ice cream whose name I can't say on the air. But imagine if two old hippies had had a gas station, turned into a scoop shop, and then sold out to Unilever for $350 million. Imagine that company had a Stephen Colbert flavor. They call it American Dream. Stephen Colbert's American Dream. Now, you could not buy that and instead buy Bassett's ice cream, which does not have a Stephen Colbert flavor.
That's true.
We need to have our own flavor, but it does not have a Stephen Colbert flavor.
I like what you're saying. You're saying boycott the ice cream.
No, I'm not saying boycott. Oh, okay. No, I'm not saying. No, I'm not using the word boycott. I'm saying make a consumer choice.
Yes.
As a consumer, you can buy the low-energy Vermont hippie ice cream with Stephen Colbert on it, or Bassett's ice cream, which doesn't have a Stephen Colbert flavor. It's the marketplace deciding. Like, you can decide not to watch Stephen Colbert. You can decide instead to watch What else is on at 11:30 at night?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's different because to Mr. Pye's reference, it's kind of like when you drive down the highway, there is a speed limit. And so what he's saying is within a certain limitation, you know, if the speed limit's 70, you can go, you know what I mean? You can go within a within a certain speed limit. So if Colbert or anybody violates that.
But what did he violate?
I don't know. They got to look at it.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, they beeped the C word, right?
I would assume so.
So if you beep it, you're allowed to say
well,
it.
Well,
right? I think that's questionable.
It was the reference. It was the what you do.
Like Greg lectures us all the time.
No,
Greg
is ridiculous.
Greg knows all the rules.
What are you talking about?
But so I'm curious about that in terms of the beeping. Does the beeping get you off the hook?
Sure. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. If you beep it, I guess it does get you off the hook, but the reference is the C word holster, which means that it's an act.
Oh, so and the FCC prohibits you saying acts.
Yeah, well, they didn't do the whole thing. They just did the C word. You know what I mean? So if you, I guess you can make an argument that it's like an act of oral sex is basically what you could make.
Oh, I see. And then you fine them for that.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's enough with that.
Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.